Hi. I spoke to Becky the other day.
Yes, can you come over here?
Sure, okay. Right. Do you know the story?
I do, yeah. I've spoken to customer services.
Yeah.
I've spoken to all the team members that are involved with the incident that happened on Tuesday.
It did happen on Tuesday.
Yeah.
So from my point of view, I'm trying, it's not just about my personal case. I mean, I've been here a few times and I saw the machine out of order. And I increasingly came to the conclusion that I don't think this machine is quite as compliant as it should be for security. And I think it might be software bugs in there. Software bugs, software level bugs, not necessarily physical ones, such as the fact that it makes a transaction if it takes cash from the account, but there is no money actually dispensed when there is an exception occurring and it basically shuts itself down. And so my concern was that there seems to be quite a few people who are having issues. And in fact, when I came here and showed someone to perform for the weekend, I'm thinking apparently maybe it's happened quite a few times before.
Okay.
I already wrote a report about it online. I already, was trying to see how easy it is to resolve. When I spoke to Becky, I said, look, I'm just trying to resolve it quickly with no issues to me. So I came to town. My wife, in the meantime, was just buying some things here. I just wanted to get some money out.
Okay.
I couldn't even take money out after it happened that same day.
Oh, okay.
So that's already a huge issue. So I don't have money, my card doesn't work. And I told Becky, she actually asked me for the number in case, there's an issue, she'll call me. I said, okay, are you sure you're going to call if there's an issue?
She said that she'll call you.
She said that I told her only call me if there's still an issue, check that it's actually been cancelled, the transaction. I showed her the receipt. And I told her, it looks like it's going to charge me money. It didn't give me any money, but it looks like it's going to charge me money.
It's
not with me right now.
Okay.
We're not doing it. But basically what it says is, it didn't say about the money, it's just like £10 that it took from the account. I don't know why it put it as though that I could dispense £10. In fact, it didn't dispense anything. The transaction I requested was £250.
Yeah.
The fact that I wasn't able to kind of withdraw money, then I have to pursue the company again and again, and it's not very helpful. And I told them, it's fine that I can speak to them. Ask them to give me a call so I can sort this out without me able to come down here.
Who did you give you a call?
She I left the number with her, and I'm pretty sure I wrote it down correctly. And even when I spoke to the guys in line, I suppose the customer support, I didn't indicate that there was an attempt to call me or to explain the situation. So it came to the point of frustration, and I just decided to actually report it.
Okay.
Yeah. There's two issues. First is the fact that, the machine stole £10 from me.
Okay.
The second issue is that I don't think the machine is secure, and I don't think it's safe enough to use. Based on things that I saw, maybe they didn't have a huge sample set of number of people, but the very fact that I explained that I can see the wires at the back, that's already a bit, makes me itchy, as a person who's got a PhD in computer science and things like that, and I'm working in the industry, I don't think people should have any access to those things in the first place.
Okay.
So I'm kind of trying to solve my issue, but if there is an extended issue that affects more people and have had issues with the ATM, I'm willing to go further and campaign to find out if the company is, within industry standards of dispensing cash and managing things like that.
Yeah.
If I was living in a different city, it would be more complicated for me to pursue this. I don't live that close to town, but I came to town and came here just for that.
Okay.
Nothing else.
So what do you want from me then regarding going forward then?
Two things. I asked them online for the name of the company that does the ATM so I can explore it further. They never answered me.
It's on the site InfoCash, isn't it?
Okay, so it's InfoCash.
Yeah.
And the second thing is for the issue to be rectified, and also for, I don't want to make it like a personal thing, but if Biggie can explain why she didn't make the phone call, or maybe she didn't investigate the issue and stuff, because it could have ended a lot more easily. And I logged in and checked, I think, 6 times every evening and morning to see if the transaction had been cancelled. And I really did not enjoy it. I'm thinking it shouldn't happen. She should be kind of pursuing to check if money is taken and take care of it, because I showed her, it's going to charge me money. And she said that within 24 hours, blah, 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 it will be cancelled. It didn't happen. And I didn't get a phone call. So that's the other issue. It's an explanation of why it was handled poorly once, InfoCash, whatever.
I'll explain to you what the company stance is on the machines, okay? So we don't own the machines, they're owned by InfoCash.
Okay, and it's got your logo on it.
Yeah. Okay, so yeah, because it's in our store. So ultimately, we have approximately over 400 of these machines in our stores across the country. Okay, and we serve thousands of, if not tens or hundreds of thousands of customers a week on those machines. Okay, and the amount of complaints we have per transaction per is very few regarding money going.
I used them before and it was no issues, but maybe yeah. The number I used. But the number of times that I came here and I saw the machine out of order. That was when the issue happened. I'm thinking, oh, here it goes. Now I'm the victim this time, and it's not only failing to give the money, but I'm going to have to pursue this again and again.
The reason why the machine can be out of order is because we don't have access to it. So the reason why it can be out of order is because it's run out of money. So if it's been a very busy day or it's been end of month pay, we basically, the company that look after it don't fill it up full.
So it goes back to the point I made about if the software is not fit for purpose or if it's not well tested enough, then they need to kind of get it back to the developers to fix the issues. Because a machine, if you ask for a amount of money, that's not, first of all, the machine should know how much money is available to spend. Expensive. If it has no mechanism of checking how many left, that's a bad thing in itself. Because that woman is going to try to give money that doesn't exist there in the first place. Maybe it thought it gave me £10, but there's no money inside, I don't know. But the fact that
what actually happened with your problem is that the money dispenser jammed. So basically, it was the machine broke down. So because it basically...
So it was a physical error.
Yeah, so
now I know.
So basically, it didn't dispense, so basically it didn't take the money out of your account.
But it did take the money out of my account.
Okay.
That's the thing.
What you need to do then is our company policy for every store, 400 stores, which has been written by the company, security, all the ICT guys we have at head office, is geared around protecting the customer, the consumer, and also the business. Because
well, that's what they write down. Every company does that. Even our company does it as well.
Yeah. But
the way it was handled, it's so horrible. I mean, I didn't get a phone call. She didn't check. And I asked very politely.
I've spoken to Becky, and she said that she directed you to the company policy, which is for the customer.
If she's going to say to me that I went to the bank, she didn't say that. She said, if you want it to be unlocked today, or if you want to make transactions today, you can go to the bank. But she said it will be fixed within 24 hours. Because I think you were going to tell me that she directed me to go to the bank, and that wouldn't be true.
What we have to do is basically, when we have an issue with it, we say that we can't resolve, we have no access to your bank accounts or anything like that. So the only way to resolve it is for you to contact your bank and to check the receipt that you have. It should say on there what's actually been dispensed and what hasn't been dispensed. Because it's happened to me before in my old store.
It says £10 has been dispensed.
Okay.
And and this is why I called Becky, because I'm thinking, otherwise it would say, okay, there's no money out. It says we are undoing the transaction, something, you know, it's kind of given an air like we're now undoing that.
Who's doing
that? The machine says it before it kind of ended up with the error message. It says like there was an error occurred, blah blah blah, we're canceling the transaction, and then he gets the receipt and he looks at it, just £10. And I'm thinking like...
Been dispensed, yeah.
Yeah, and I'm thinking like, no. Because something went wrong here.
I don't understand the ICT side, but I think it's because £10 has left the cassette that holds all the money. So although... Once the system tells itself that £10 hasn't been dispensed, it should be back in your bank account. So what I'd say to you is, if you look at a statement and you can physically see on that day from here, because
it definitely says £10 on the day, effective immediately. So it's not like the following day.
What on the statement?
The statement, the online statement. Right. It's just saw it like six times. No.
So, sorry. If you're If you're £10 down, is that what you're saying to me, that you've lost £10 for the company?
Yes, you need £10. And I don't want to start doing ping pong with letters. Trust me, I know how it works. I've done it before with train companies where like the train got cancelled. And now I know how what a pain in the ass it can be. With no compensation, nothing. Just like, oh, you can have your £10 back. Well, I traveled here like fucking two times. I wrote you like 50 times. I don't know what else I did. I couldn't even take money on the day. I couldn't even purchase things we needed. Couldn't even money. But hey, you can have your £10 back. Yeah, thanks. Great. Thanks very much. You know, I earn a lot more than £10 an hour. And it's not about the money. So this is why I said, like, I want to check if the machines are tested to the point where they can detect that a transaction hasn't been carried out and deal with it properly, the kind of exception handling. and I don't think it's doing that so well, the machine.
Okay.
So it's not. So I have a complaint about the way it was handled, one that's just talking back and she made assurances. And I would call it, it's kind of the force to use this because she makes an assurance of things that she's not really going to pursue sufficiently, and it will end up doing basically nothing. She just gives me a full sense of peace, that she will handle it or it will be cancelled or whatever. That's the company here, and the cash machine that's not secure or not so well tested.
How do you know that? If we, as a multi-million pound business, we're going to commit to a contract to have an external business put over 400 cash machines into our stores.
Yeah. Well, look at Volkswagen, you know. You couldn't say, like, because the company's been there for, the ATMs must be reliable.
From a legal point of view, but the company that must be a reputable company to put the machines in.
Yeah. Well, so maybe you should change supplier.
It's not my call.
I know it's not your fault, but I'm saying that you can relay it upwards that you should investigate whether the machines are reliable.
Well, your complaints on Twitter, that's gone to our customer service department, and I spoke to those guys about it. So all your feedback regarding that. Yeah. So I've had to investigate it and do a response back to those guys on my findings in store to say that this is a scenario what happened. If the company was finding that they were having complaint after complaint after complaint across 400 stores, 400 different machines, and there was ICT issues, there was malware, there was whatever was going on regarding, it would be flagged up with the ICT department because they have analysts that would be looking at it.
Well, hopefully they are looking at it. I mean, in this case, if money was kind of jammed in the middle, maybe they should bring it to, like, I don't know, if they do a firmware update or if they change the software or something in the mechanism themselves, because this can happen again. What happens also when it happens, it's very difficult to resolve.
Well, when I go to banks, banks have machines that are out of order as well.
Yeah, but not as often, in my experience.
We don't know the reason why it's not working, because it could be that it's dispensed its full amount of money before we've filled it up.
Yeah.
So ultimately, it can be out of order. Although it says out of order, it's purely out of order because there's no money in it.
Yeah.
So it could be that the company, the night before, they've come in and filled it, they've not filled it up enough.
So you said it's good jam.
Yeah, your case was the money, you went to dispense the money you had, and you checked the money was in your account. You wanted to dispense, was it £200?
Sorry, £250.
£250. And it went to dispense the first £10 note, and there was a paper jam, so that could be down to note being crumpled, the way it's, the smooth process of it and all the rest of it.
It never happened to me on an ATM since I got a bank account at 18 or something.
Yeah.
And I know I'm not the big statistical example. I'm trying to extrapolate based on the fact that quite often I see the machine out of order.
Mm.
They used it before, and very often they kind of say you cannot use the machine because there's an issue with it, or it's a bit, or be careful with it, or something. I don't know the exact wording, but they seem to have not much confidence. Maybe not yourself, but some of the staff here. They don't seem to like the machine that much in my experience.
I use it most weeks, two or three times a week.
I used it maybe 5 times before and it was fine.
Yeah.
There's the issue with the company, there's the issue with how it was handled. I wasn't even making any complaints online for a while. I was just waiting, I was just trying to kind of resolve it easily and communicate. It then came frustration because, it's obviously not being resolved.
I think there was a misinterpretation from what Becky said, because Becky said to me that she directed you to the copy procedure, which was you need to check your bank, and if the bank's taken the money out of you, okay, then you bring what would normally happen is you would bring the statement in with all your personal data crossed out, but transaction to say InfoCash Wilco Arndale deducted £10 or £250.
That's the requirement to go to town, the whole kind of process of. Mm-hmm. And I don't have any access to the machine to find out what happened. That's kind of a post-mortem you do here. So the point I'm trying to make is that all I have is just a piece of paper, and I'm against this corporation that I'm not even connected. You're not connected exactly to the ATM company. Mm-hmm. The bank is connected. Everybody's just thinking, go here, go there. She even says, if you want to resolve it today, go to the bank. Very easy for them to say no. Even if I went to the bank, I can assure you they probably would have done nothing. probably be a waste of time.
Well, I think a lot of the transactions now they can actually show, so we can check with InfoCash.
They will probably say that they dispense £10, but only upon the person getting physical access to the machine, they'll find out, oh, look, it's got jammed, or there's an issue with the disposal of money. So they're kind of dependent on somebody else looking into it. So it's kind of like I'm stuck here in the middle with this very inconvenient thing, which kind of made me sour about the whole store after we bought here, I don't know, hundreds of times. And the strange thing is, as I put it yesterday when I wrote about it, is it's not the fault of the store, but it's just the contractor they got for the machine, except the fact that they didn't, I think, handle it properly when it happened. They could say, we'll investigate and leave it with us, go to the machine, find out £10, okay, we cancel the transaction. And I'd say, thanks very much. If you phone me the following day and you say, yes, there was an issue, I'd say, great. But the fact that it pisses me off, and it's like £10, it's not much money, it's just really not worth it.
The feedback we have, the policy we have from the company, from the agreement, we have like a service agreement with InfoCash because we have no influence over it and the rest of it. What they say is what should happen if there is a fault with the machine, okay, doesn't dispense any money, so that's why it shuts down, that's why the label, the sign goes above it. And then because of that, it basically cancels the transaction. So we can't control what's in your bank and all the rest of it.
I don't think it cancels it. In this case, it's just something weird of charging me £10 on a cancelled transaction. This is very, like, as a software person myself, I think that's like a very serious fuck up for something that should be very simple, like dispensing money, let alone, leave aside the physics and checking, like, you know, whether the money actually made it through. I mean, to cancel the transaction and still charge money on the thing is... It's not a very complicated program.
From your point of view, I'd be wanting my £10 back. And if I found that the £10 had gone, yeah, I'd be basically saying, well, actually, it's not right that I should be done by £10 regarding it. So for us to be able to take it further, you can either contact InfoCash and raise the issue with them,
yeah,
and they would resolve it from their port.
How much more time do they have to spend? Like, how many times do I need to be angry going to sleep, thinking, like, you know, I have spent this amount of time reporting the bug to them,
Why are you reporting?
To who?
Have you spoken to InfoCash?
I didn't even know
bank?
The name. They didn't tell me the name. Okay. Do you know how many times, I can show you the logs, where I show you how many times I asked them, what is the name of the company that provides the thing, and they don't answer.
Who did you ring to?
To the customer support online, to say, I asked them about 3 times.
Wilco.
Wilco,
Twitter account.
And I'm asking them what is the name of the company. So I'm trying to find out. I want to kind of go down to the source of who fails with it.
So how many logs have you posted on there now?
On what?
On Wilco with Twitter feed.
For one thing, I made some rants about don't use their ATMs.
Yeah.
Because in my experience, I'm thinking about like a public service and warning people don't use the machines because they're not so reliable from what I can tell.
Yeah.
And the other thing I said was something along the lines, and I say to Wilco themselves, is you should have called me back, you should have just checked. She made a promise, she's a manager, she's not, and it doesn't matter if she's a manager or just a person who works at a till day, if she makes an obligation to call me, then she should expect,
Becky's telling me that she didn't say she would call you, she said that basically she redirected you to contact your bank to find out if the money had been taken out.
No, she said, no, that's not correct. In fact, maybe should have recorded it, but the fact is, she said to me, if you want it rectified today, go to your bank. But she didn't say go and fix it to your bank. The reason she got the number, and I said it to her several times, if there is any issue, just let me know so I don't have to come back here. Because I can kind of imagine, like, I'm probably going to come back here because I have this very bad feeling, like, you know, this is not going to go so well, and I'm going to have to come back here, and I'm going to have to complain over £10. And that's what happened. Yeah. So and I never got a phone call. When I spoke to Wilco customer service online, I even say to them, I didn't give all the details, like, because I'm saying, like, look, they know the issue, Arndale, Manchester, tell them to phone me to explain the situation. And they never phoned me, and in fact, the online account didn't say, like, they're trying to phone me or something. In fact, the phone rang a few times, it was actually family, but I thought, okay, maybe it's them trying to phone me, maybe they solved the issue. But no, I never received the phone call, basically.
Right.
And that's very frustrating.
So regarding the £10, then, if you were to show me the statement of the money being withdrawn out of your account for that day, then I will come to...
You can check online with the company because they can see themselves they charge me £10 for the machine. I don't have the receipt with me right now.
Okay.
Maybe my fault, you know, I didn't know I would need that. but because it's actually my wife took all the receipts out of my wallet, she usually does that. But if they check on their side, they'll see they did charge me £10. I showed Becky, look, it didn't give me any money, and I'm just like checking it, and there's definitely no money coming out here. So I'm not like, I don't need the £10. It's not about the £10 anyway. And so for one thing, yes, we need it resolved, but I don't think it's just like, you know, here's £10, you know, oh great, you know, I spent, I don't know, 5 hours pursuing this. Okay. And being very angry at sometimes because of the response, because first they don't call, and then the online account, like, they don't say anything for 24 hours, and they're like, you know, what's going on?
The Wilco, love Wilco. Yeah. Your Wilco, yeah. Twitter feed, yeah.
A person called, I think Laura was the name of the account. Okay. I didn't publish anything to do with the name, that's not a personal thing. But I never mentioned any names or something like that. But I said to them, the manager of the store, you know, she promised to put the phone if there's an issue. So the lessons.
I didn't speak to you on that day. So.
Yeah, it's not your fault.
Oh, yeah, okay.
It's not your fault. Yeah. I know, I know your position, but I'm trying to say here is when these things happen, you need to check if the company that provides the ATM did a good job. And secondly, how do the support people act? I'm going to ask them what's the name of the company, because I'm trying to contact directly the company.
Yeah.
And to ask them, what is this? You know, this is transactions of money. You know, it's not like, it's not like you know, a candy store. And if you're going to digest people's money and they don't even have the name of the company to contact, then they're going to spend a lot of money. And a lot of people don't even have much of a voice online. So, unlike me, they're just going to be in a very miserable state. They're just going to get to £10 back and disappear. And nobody's going to really...
So, have you still got the slip from the machine?
No, it's probably somewhere in the house.
Okay.
My wife...
For me to be able to investigate it fully with InfoCash and with our head office, I need to maybe have a look at that so that I've got maybe the reference number on the transaction so that we can go straight...
But can they not... But I know how the systems work. They can see the last transaction on Tuesday before you go. They can find out. They can locate. Okay. Trust me. They can locate it. They don't need a fucking piece of paper, and they can see all the details, the accounts and stuff. So I don't think that's the crucial thing, unless you're kind of leaving the 60s and people like they need a piece of sleep or like the tax returns. Because they can check it digitally. They can see the same transaction.
Yeah.
Right there.
It's just a transaction number. You can basically go straight to it. You see. So I'm to
come here.
No, from
there. So they have it on their system.
Okay.
You can find it.
All right.
I can give you the rough. The time was around 3 in the afternoon, I guess.
Okay.
Because we were meeting a friend before. So it's around 2 o'clock. 3 goes out of order. That's transaction.
Can I take your number and I will ring you.
Yeah.
Okay. It's Roy, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
0161.
Sorry. Let me just. Okay. 0161 275
910 0909.
Okay. When's the best time to call
you? I'm working from home, so I'm mostly at home, and usually afternoon I'm not at home, but any other time is fine.
So generally mornings?
Generally mornings, yeah. Yeah. Almost every morning I'll be home.
Okay. Basically I'll go back to customer services, and I'll they have a lot more influence over it being for the cash team than I do.
Yeah.
So they could liaise with ICT, they could look at it from a service agreement point of view. And it was obviously, I've got the details.
Hopefully they can fix these software, physical issues as well. Because it can happen again, you know, they need to find out why it happened. It's a bug, obviously, it's a failure. And when they do, usually the way it works is they'll
do it because, do you think, I'm just trying to agree on what they're going to say to me.
I wasn't like rocking the machine.
No,
in very good state.
I'm trying to think about what they're going to say to me. Okay, I can probably tell you what I'm going to hear from them anyway. Is that it's depending on the cash and the quality of the notes. Okay, so if the machine detects potentially a fault on the note, for whatever reason, whether it be crumpled or torn slightly.
Someone there.
Okay, thank you.
Well, so you need to stand up for them. That's indication. My complaint wasn't about how the notes were put in. My concern was about how it was handled once there was an issue.
Yeah,
and I spoke with many. Actually, I had to go through about 3 people before I got to somebody who was able to help me.
Yeah.
Because everybody was just busy with their tills, and I'm just like staying around.
Well, the issue was, is Matthew, who runs the tills for us, he was on his lunch break.
Yeah.
So Becky, he was covering. She's had a good knowledge of how to deal with our own till system, but when it comes to InfoCap, like I say, it's not a part of our in-store process of training.
But you have to be strong with them to actually confront them on the fact that the machine charges money for money that wasn't given away.
I think that's acceptable.
And I'm not complaining. Well, the only complaint I have in that sense is that the fact that maybe when you did tendering or whatever, that you chose the supplier, maybe there was a better one, maybe a bit more expensive machine.
And maybe
there will be even not access to the cables at the back. I don't know, maybe they can have like a heavier machine that kind of hides it.
Do you know what, though? That is a million, that is many, many job roles above me that because of the, we're talking about probably millions of pounds that money gets put into the machines and dispensed across the business, is that that would have been signed off by the board of Wilco. So to basically, I have no influence about, and a lot of the ICT guys won't have much influence, apart from the head of ICT to say, these machines are no good. But we must be, from a contract point of view, reviewing it. And if we say we do 1,000 transactions a day in some stores, and we have no breakdowns, it depends on how many transactions we do, and how many errors we have.
I don't know how much you know, I don't know about it, anything, but you might find out if you speak to the head office and say, yeah, we had quite a few issues with them, maybe we thought about replacing them, maybe we thought about giving a contract to somebody else, I don't know.
Yeah.
But things like that might make them think again, you know. But okay. I'm not in the business of ATMs, but I'm business related to it. In some ATMs, my complaint is that you even see things like blue screens of death and windows, and I think this is not even supported. It's got back doors for the NSA and the GCHQ.
Right.
They can just fucking infiltrate it remotely, and it's connected by modem.
Yeah.
You know, and I kind of think like, this is wrong. You know, this is dangerous. You know, who's going to pay the bill when these things gets cracked and somebody takes like a billion pounds off it? And you know, it will be the customers paying for that.
So I
was concerned about that also. But in this case, it seems to be running some kind of the underlying system. But still, you know, it seems to be going out of order quite often.
Yeah. And like I say, I'll look into it. I think someone there now using it, isn't it?
Yeah.
But like I say, sometimes although it might appear as if it's out of order, it can be because it's got no money in it at all.
Usually there is an exception reached, and it will go out of order. Not necessarily when there is no money, and then you can say there's no money, but because it reaches a state where it's kind of not sure about a state, like in the case of Java, it will throw an exception and say, I cannot be trusted anymore, so I'll go out of operation until somebody investigates what happened. And that's, I think, what happened in this case. It just kind of went into the state of kind of a panic in programming terms, and it just kind of shut itself off. So it shut itself off, but it did take money from the account.
I'll get InfoCash to look at the account.
Yeah.
What happens if I could do some proof from your side to say that money's been taken out of your account? So
they can see it from their side as well, because it's right there in the transaction. They can see. They can see it. If they say they don't see it, then they're lying. They're just trying to buy time or to pass things.
Okay.
They can see it specific time you requested this and following the app. Just a piece of paper printed. They have that.
Okay. I'll go speak to customer services now, and once I get them to give them some time to look into it and come back to me, and I'll give you a ring by Tuesday at the latest. Is that okay?
That's fine. As far as I know, when I came here, it's like nothing's going to happen. Nothing's happening.
Well, I don't know what. I don't ultimately, if I be honest with you, what I can actually do to resolve it. Because, like I say, that ATM being in my store is basically signed off by the board, and I have no influence on that.
It's a bit of a political thing now, because then you don't want to kind of overstep the authority of the choice. I know the situation, I've been there before, sometimes may compromise things I don't like, but I don't want to start going into an argument over, you know, this is not secure, this is secure, or I should do something else.
If I'll be honest, I've used it a lot of times working here, and it's always dispensed properly for me. I've had my old store when I was at Ashton, it failed to dispense once for me.
Okay. How much? So what percentage is this of a number?
I've used it hundreds of times, and I've had one bad episode with it.
It's still quite. It should be something like 0.001% maybe. It's some machines.
I've no idea. I don't know about the percentages, but it could be the.
But I could say. So you did have an experience of not working.
Yeah, because we didn't come out of the bank. So what I did then, I went to another But then I've been to another cash machine, and that hasn't worked for me, so that could be like a proper Fort Knox bank one, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
Behind Dell have other machines, well, don't they? They have quite a few machines.
Yeah.
I do. I'm going to walk around to my car in the Arndale. I do see them out of order occasionally.
Yeah. Well,
so the cooperative ones, there's two down there, and there's two over the other side near the food bit.
But
I have seen them out of order.
Here I've seen them out of order more often.
Yeah, and that could be our fault as a store, that when the guys have come in to fill it up. For example, you came in on Tuesday, which was at the back of end of month. So we do find that we have peaks and troughs on how much money we dispense. So with it being end of month and everyone's got paid, people might think, well, while they've been in here, they'll draw out another £100 or whatever to go do shopping elsewhere.
So a bit of contradiction. So you say, is there not enough money, or did the money get jammed? Do you know for sure what it is?
Yours is a jam.
It's a jam?
Yeah.
So it wasn't... So why are you mentioning that maybe it ran out of notes?
So it's
two different things.
No, you were saying that it's basically a fault, and the machine's out of fault all the time. Okay. And what I'm saying to you is that it may not be that it's down to a fault, it may be that it's dispensed all its money.
Yeah.
So what it does then...
But that didn't happen on Tuesday.
No, yours was...
Right, so it's not relevant to the, the fact that it's Tuesday.
No, but you said that you see signs on it all the time saying it's broken down.
I don't know what day of the week, so...
Yeah,
maybe it's just not have. Maybe it doesn't have money.
It could be sometimes, okay. but that's when the guys have put the money in. And we have peaks and troughs, and in different stores dispense different amounts of money and all the rest of it. So there's no set how much money it should be put in for each store, do you know what I mean? So it's very much store dependent, really. But I'll look into it for you, Roy.
Okay.
And I'll give you a call, Roy, could you?
Yeah.
By Tuesday at the latest.
Okay.
I'll give him a few days to look into
and
it.
I don't have to come here again, that's what it'll be. I don't want to have to come here again.
No. Well, for me, it all depends on what comes. What once I look into it, and if, for example, customer services.
Will I get contact with info cash?
I don't know.
It sounds like not much is going to change.
Well, obviously, I've seen the Twitter feed you've put on there that the customer service have paced across, but ultimately, I've had to speak to all the team members that were involved in it. I'll now get customer service to investigate with InfoCash to find out what actually happened. And it could be that I don't know what the resolution will be, but what I will do by Tuesday, I'll give you a call to update you to let you know what's been said, what action they've taken, or what they're doing, all the rest of it. Okay.
Okay.
All right.
Good. Okay.
Have a good day.
Oh, what's your name, by the way?
It's Nick. Store manager.
Okay.
All right. Thanks.
Okay.